deal with my manifesto on Tuesday night. I said that uh-huh. the whole phrase, when the cup empties, the dead people are drained back here, and they walk yeah. around and are ascending by default. Was I correct to say that the ascension by yeah. default was the tech body technology that everybody's going to be put on, and they'll keep them nice?
And that's why
thing.
Trump. That's why Trump can open up the economy, because now the dead people are still going to be walking around, so there's no trouble. And you can't kill dead people, so we're off the hook. He's off the hook.
Oh, I see. The dead people will get jobs. They're not going to die from the virus.
Right. That's right. They're already dead.
Right. So a lot of people who don't get affected by the virus after they've all got back to work will be dead people. The living ones will
yeah.
die, will be infected. What do you think of that, Carol?
Correct.
All right, so here's Pelosi's letter contained a bullet-pointed list of what she said was the truth or what has put us in this position. It includes the following items. The truth is that Donald Trump dismantled the infrastructure handed to him, which was meant to plan for and overcome a pandemic, resulting in unnecessary deaths and economic disaster. Is that true? Did Trump screw up there?
No, he did not. He didn't do anything to the infrastructure.
Right. So has she got any kind of evidence for that?
Well, she's just saying that decisions that were made, she would basically be saying he didn't fill the cabinet seats. He didn't fill the seats because he said it was a waste of money to have all these thousands of people in these jobs that don't do anything, to have all these things that people could be getting paid monies that aren't getting paid monies because he wouldn't fill the cabinet. Now they won't elect the people that he suggests to be in the seats because they're avoiding taking up his votes, you know, of what's important to him. And she's saying, well, you decimated the government, so now the government can't, there's no government there to help you when you need them in time of the pandemic. That's what the point is, what she's trying to say. And he's
did you say the sentence that they won't be elected? He's trying to get somebody not elected.
He's trying to get people to fill those seats that can help since all this is going on. And then the House won't vote on the acceptance of the people that he's putting in for a vote. And
she's saying that he,
Donald Trump, destroyed the government because he didn't fill those seats when he was elected.
Right. And
there's like 5,000 jobs that he said, we don't need all these stupid people drawing big salaries, not doing nothing. This is stupid. We don't need all them people.
Well,
forget
he was corrected. Okay, he's corrected
yes.
with that. Now is he trying to fill those positions?
No, not all of them, but some of those, some of the task force and some of the things that he's made up, that he needs help with people running around doing tests and running around talking about things and sinister ministers talking about the medical liaisons and that kind of shit. He's trying to put some people in place to be able to handle it, and the House won't approve them for those positions. So she, in her manifesto, said he's destroyed the government, and that's why we're having all this trouble.
Yeah, and she does not acknowledge that she stopped much of his trying to get these positions filled. Yeah. Okay,
correct.
The next thing. Truth is, Donald Trump told his most loyal followers that the pandemic was a hoax and that it would magically disappear, thus endangering lives and paving the way for economic disaster. That's a criticism that happened 6 weeks ago or something. Has that been disproven?
Yes, it has been because he closed the borders right after it got started. Before, when she said that happened, he was the one that closed the borders, and they said, he can't close the borders. He's making a deal.
I know that. But he did say before that it was a hoax. What changed his mind?
Yeah. He listened to the show. When we said we didn't know if it was going to become. It was going to be 31 days or 19 months. We'd have to wait and see. So he gave it 30 days. He gave it 31 days to see. And now it's morphed into something else.
So she's just running up the list of the complaints that were made by CNN over the last 2 months. The truth is that we did not have proper testing available in March, despite Trump Italy claiming that we did. Did they have proper testing? Or is she right on that?
No. They didn't have. How do you proper test for a pandemic, Bob? You could proper test for a pandemic, you wouldn't have a pandemic.
So she's living in a vision of her life when she was young and in the 50s, way back in the 1950s. She's got government solved things. She's still operating on that idea of competent government, and the Democrats know how to do it better than the Republicans, and she doesn't recognize the laws of media that McLuhan laid out that showed that you can't have centralized or even decentralized. You got nothing but chaos, because Vico, guy in Batista Vico, predicted this 300 years ago. She doesn't want to recognize that stuff, right?
She's confused. She still thinks we're in pre-Mary McLuhan. Now it's post-Mary McLuhan. So all the gig is up. All the rules have changed.
Yeah.
There's no more. Nothing is taboo. The things that you could hold taboo aren't taboo anymore. Just like Donald J. Trump giving Democrats money for free. Republicans don't do that. Bob doesn't do that. And Republicans don't do that. And how both are true. Wow. That is something that we've never been
through. Right. Is Jerome Adams, Dr. Jerome Adams, was he at the meeting?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
He was one of the things. He's really smart. He wanted to bring his big mama and his pop too, but he was afraid he'd offend some of the nigger people. He was going afraid he'd offend the nigger people.
Nancy says, the truth is because of an incompetent reaction to this health crisis, the strong economy handed Donald Trump is now a disaster, causing the suffering of countless Americans, endangering lives. Many people will die, but the economy will come back and be stronger.
Right.
You say that. And that's up to me. Is that up to me?
Yeah.
Or is that already, already decided? That
it is. But we love this. We love this wonderful economy that he was handed. They were dead. Everybody was dying on the vine. They didn't have money. They had restrictions on restrictions. They couldn't have oil. They couldn't have a pipeline. They couldn't do nothing. You couldn't even fuck in public. Now you do anything you want to. For every restriction they put on, you got to take two away. He opened this thing up like a sieve. People went to work and didn't have jobs. They brought hope back. That's what he brought. He didn't make a job one. He brought hope back. That's all you need is the hope realm. And if you give your faith some feet, by God, you can move heaven. You can march on Gibraltar, and it'll bow at your feet. You'll see.
So people, business owners and small business, whatever, they got hope from Trump, so they hired people.
That's right.
Let me finish the sentence. They hired people, and it had nothing for them to do. Or was there things to be done that were...
You walked through the mall, saw people.
I saw people doing nothing, but so they did. The managers were confident that we can give jobs, silly nothing jobs, and we'll get away with it. That's what the recovery was built on.
That's right.
Okay. So then she ends by saying, the truth is a weak person, a poor leader, takes no responsibility. A weak person blames others. Certainly Trump looks like he's doing that, not taking responsibility, and he's blaming others at the press conference. So how would you say that Trump is not blaming others?
He walks up there every single day and gives the briefing of what's going on. The is and the arenesses of the moment. He lays it out. He says, this is what's happened. He said, this is terrible. He said, we're in a war. He said, I'm a war in chief commander. He says, I'm battling a war. I need help. I got to figure it out. All these numb-nut motherfuckers they don't need that many ventilators. New York, Cuomo, Perry Como, you don't need damn 90,000 fucking ventilators. But I'm going to get you some, but you don't need 90,000 ventilators. And they're all giving him stuff. So he moves heaven and earth to give them what they ask for, and then they give them away for free.
Okay,
need all those ventilators. So he did everything. He over superimposed bowing to the devils more than we think by being in charge and taking the hit for it. And he said, okay, I've invoked businesses just like in the war where I have to make you make masks and I have to make you do this. And 3M, you've been shipping stuff to Canada. You better stop that. You better not ship no more to Canada. I'll cut your nuts off. That's what a commander in chief in wartime does. And 3M said, sorry, Mr. President, we got it worked out. We got no problem. What's in Canada is going to stay in Canada. What's here is going to stay here. We won't mix it up. Got it. Gotcha. That's what a commander does. That's what he did.
if Hillary had been president during this crisis, what would have happened?
Well, you wouldn't have had this crisis. You'd have been in a depression.
Yeah, Wall Street was saying today, no, Trump, don't start the economy. Too many people dying. Is there a faction in Wall Street that wants his economy to continue to be a wreck so he loses the election? In essence, they work for the Democrats.
They are trying to rip this thing asunder so they can say, see, we told you this is great again. They want to be able to say, so this is a great, look what you've made America, Donald Trump. This is great. See, there you go.
And they're not doing it because they're Democrats.
Well, we don't know what a Democrat is. The Republicans hate Trump, too, but he's fixing to start calling them out, too. He hates them as well because they have to bow. And if they don't bow, they fall. And so they don't like that either. They don't like having to do – he can come up with any ridiculous thing, and they have to do that if they hate Trump, and everybody's going to go come burn their house down. Bob, you haven't lived. Do you know what you meant when you said lockdown, Bob Rule? Do you know what you meant when you said FEMA cramps? Do you know what you meant when these people are following Trump and somebody says, oh, we can't do that, and then they go burn down the fucking courthouse when they start lynching folks? You're going to like that? That's what happens in Dobstown.
Are these people pro-Trumpers who are lynching people?
Doesn't matter. Don't add it to Trump. Trump is the xenophobe's delight. See?
Okay. You're saying there's people, not for political reasons, not working for Democrats. People in Wall Street hate Trump and what he's doing, and don't want him to succeed.
They don't want the rednecks. They don't want the rednecks burning down the courthouse.
Ah, well, the rednecks will burn down if they don't get jobs. And Wall Street's against getting jobs.
No. They don't care about jobs. That's not about jobs. They weren't working. Most of them weren't working before. They don't want to be told that they got to stay in their house, in their trailers.
And Wall Street is worried about those people, that they'll wreck America.
Because Wall Street, they'll wreck their business models. They'll wreck the thing that lets them be able to buy their bonds, that gives them money, that pays their bonuses. They don't care about the company. People going to Walmart with what they wear at Walmart is so cute. Callan, we love the one that's got the little one where they're wearing the scrubby pad tied around their face. That's the best one of all the people, what people wear to Walmart. That's the best one where they got a scrubby pad tied to their face as a cover. That's the best.
Okay.
That's the best.
They're
going to Walmart anyway.
Yeah. In the theme that subcultures are waiting to take over or are taking over, are some of these subcultures anti-Trump? Is that a subculture speaking out of Wall Street?
Well, we don't know what anti-Trump is. Trump is not the issue.
They're saying Trump, don't get people back to work, and that'll be the problem because the economy will collapse.
Why don't they say Ralph Nader? Because Ralph Nader did as much as Donald Trump did. Why don't they just say Ralph Nader did it?
Doesn't matter. I don't care about that issue. It's debatable.
Issue.
Now, look, the people who are against, who are saying don't get people back to work from Wall Street, are they a subculture?
Yes.
Okay.
They're fighting. They're not fighting. Okay, let's clean it up this way. Bob, they're not fighting Trump. They're fighting the tech body. They're not against Trump. They're against the tech body. Trump has the tech body in his pocket.
Do they know they're against? Do they know there's a tech body that they're against?
That's why they're not allowed to go into their stock exchange anymore. The tech body runs their stock exchange anymore. That's why
they
don't control the longs and shorts. They can't go to the market. Of course they know it.
They know the tech body. They're very sophisticated. They understand how McClure predicted the tech body.
They're not allowed to go to the exchange. They can't go on the floor of the exchange
and
make trades
anymore. That's form and function or something. Wait, what's that phrase you use in medicine, Cal? Function and structure.
Form over function.
That's function and structure.
Structure
and function. That's all they are.
That's flippy and bullshit. Flippy and bullshit.
You mean, not manipian. It's the other term. I forget what it is.
Right.
The other kind of satire. There's an alternative. The deal came up with.
Manipian
and and Philippian or something, Lucianian, Veronian,
Veronian and bullshit, or Veronian bullshit?
Veronian and bullshit.